Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms, and while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high quality, high test weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open on a mixed basis this morning, tied to a combination of residual selling and pre-cash cattle on feeder port short covering. Hog futures should open moderately lower, pressured by bearish late-week fundamentals. Now, we get into the cattle trade. It's quickly moving toward now or never. Packers are short-bought with decent margins, yet yesterday's sharp break in futures seemed to take a chunk out of feedlot leverage in terms of a much stronger basis, with spot October live closing yesterday nearly $3 under last week's cash. It may be much more difficult for feedlot managers to hold for higher asking prices. A sudden recovery in the board could help, but that could be a tough call. Now, hog buyers have been on quite a roll this week, and there's no reason why things will change as we move toward the weekend break. Look for the cash market to open with bids steady to a dollar lower. Lean futures should open moderately lower this morning, pressured by negative fundamentals and technical bearishness. Well, over on the crops, the crop markets had a mixed day yesterday with little price movement occurring in corn, soybeans, and wheat, as fall harvest advanced in areas free of rainstorms. Corn finished a few cents lower, soybeans a penny higher, with winter wheat lower. Downpours and flash flooding were reported in parts of the northern Iowa area and southern Minnesota overnight, and more rains due there the next few days. Clear skies east of there likely had combines in the field. Now, the winter wheat closed a few cents lower yesterday in another light traded session, while the spring wheat finished 5 cents higher. Weekly export sales were as expected, with most of the business going to regular buyers in Latin America and in Asia. Over on the corn was a bit lower yesterday as well, which was enough to put it at a one-week low. The December came to rest just under the 50-day moving average, but it's still largely in the narrow range of the past week. And the soybeans closed a penny higher following another batch of export sales. The November contract stayed above the 20 and 200-day moving averages. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the October live cattle futures down 147 yesterday at 107.07. The December was down 140 at 106.95. October feeder cattle up 7 cents at 132.30, and November was down 17 at 129.50. October hogs down 22 at 54.20. December up 35 at 48.60. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, well, the December was down 1.5 yesterday, 420 and 3 quarters. March down 1.5 at 437 and a quarter. December wheat Chicago down 2.25 cents, 405.5. March was down a penny yesterday, 428 and a quarter. December corn down 3.25 at 336 and three quarters. March was down 3.25 at 346 and three quarters. November soybeans up 1 cent, 976.5, and the January up 1 penny at 982. October cotton down 85, 7032. December down 105, 7066. On the crude oil, the November was down 12, 4621. December down 9, 46.79. October natural gas unchanged at 298 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.